In an exclusive interview with South Sudan in Focus, government spokesman Michael Makwe says once the parties agree on the command structure of the unified forces, it will implement the plan.
We are now in the process of graduating the forces, the unified forces. The forces are already trained and unified, and there was only a problem of the command. And the issue of the command is being addressed these days, so we are expecting that by this within this week, the issue of the command will be completed.
Last month, the Joint Defense Board said the question over how the unified forces will be led remained a challenge that the parties needed to solve. In recent months, the SPLM in government has said it wants to share the leadership of the unified forces with the SPLM in opposition and South Sudan Opposition Alliance, OSHOA, on a 55-45 ratio, but the SPLM-IO has said the leadership should be 50-50. Makwe says the unity government is ready to graduate the forces, but some of the troops have sticks rather than guns. The SPLM in government has repeatedly blamed the ongoing arms embargo by the international community for delaying the graduation of unified forces. South Sudanese policy analyst Jok Madud Jok says government officials who insist their hands are tied by the arms embargo are not being realistic.
I find this argument not logical, and it is simply unacceptable. I say this because you don't need guns in order to graduate soldiers from cantonment camps. What we are more interested in is the organizational aspects of the unification of forces. We are interested in the determination of who will be sent home and who will remain in the force.
Makwe also claims mediators from the international community forced the SPLM in government to accept provisions of the peace deal that are impossible to meet.
The agreement came up with a lot of issues that ought to be done at a go, which is not possible. Because in the agreement there are some provisions to which we objected and we wanted them amended, but we could not do so because there was that pressure also on the other side, and between the mediators were the way the mediators were behaving was not also acceptable. But what we had to do was accept whatever they say.
Makwe says some provisions of the peace deal, including the establishment of the National Constitution Amendment Committee in Chapter 1 and the establishment of the leadership of the Special Reconstruction Fund in Chapter 3 to be run by foreigners, were not written in the interests of the parties. Chapter 1's reconstitution of the national legislature and the establishment of independent statutory commissions at the executive level have yet to be completed. Makwe says the unity government wants to ensure that the provisions of the deal are implemented within the remaining year of the transitional period.
But in case of any delay, then definitely the parties will decide. Parties to the agreement will be the decision makers. They will be sitting, all of them, and decide what to do. Either to go for elections and ignore some of the provisions of the agreement and we go for elections, or else if we say let us implement all the provisions of the agreement before we go for elections, then in this case we may have to extend the period.
Last month, the EU ambassador to South Sudan said a lack of political will by the parties has delayed the implementation of the deal. Makwe disagrees. He says the delay is caused by the parties' differences on the reconstitution of the parliament.
Well, the parties know their share, and they know the numbers they needed from them. Unfortunately, most of the parties to the agreement could not make the presentation of their candidates in time. And as a result, the formation or the establishment of the national legislature, that is the Council of States and the National Legislative Assembly, delayed.
Makwe acknowledges there are too many weapons in the hands of civilians across the country, but claims the government has no security force to collect them so they can be used by the unified forces. Makwe says he is optimistic that if the parties work hard, elections can be held as scheduled in February 2023. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.